ADD Cast number 4. Welcome everyone to the ADD Cast number 4 for Halloween Day, October 31st, 2005. I am sitting here in sunny Vienna, Virginia, but I am in mourning. Three of the finest hours of podcasting ever known to mankind have been lost, and it is all my fault. I say this with a tear in my eye. They were some of the best hours of podcasting I had ever known in my life. I had three different guests, all friends of mine, and we were talking about such wonderful things as computer networking, how we hate our coworkers and our bosses, and all of the stupid shit that goes on in the average workplace. We talked about God. We talked about depression, medication, allergies, attention deficit disorder, motorcycles, dating on the internet. So many wonderful topics. And last but not least, Serenity. The movie Serenity. That's right, an entire insightful hour of a Serenity movie review has been lost. I apologize in advance for keeping you in suspense, but I've been utterly devastated and, well, just far too damn busy with my day job to record anything. But I'm trying to get this done right now. Although it is Monday morning, I'm packed and ready to go on another business trip, so maybe I'll get some more stuff out on the air for you while I'm traveling. I happen to be waiting for roofers. I think I've mentioned in previous podcasts that my roof is leaking for the fourth time over my master bathroom. The leak is in roughly the same spot, but never exactly the same spot. So even though we have a brand new roof that's only 6 months old, we have trashed another ceiling in our master bath. So we're kind of pissed. And the roofers, as normal, they said they would be here between 8 and 10 a.m. I took that to mean that they would arrive at 8 and they would be leaving by 10. They actually meant that they would be here sometime between the hours of 8 and 10, and although it is 9 o'clock, I called them, and they are nowhere close. So, gives us a little time together to talk, see how y'all are doing, let you know how we're doing, fill you in on a couple of things going on around here. This weekend, we had our gaming group over. Normally we have 5 or 6 people sleeping in the house, and a few people will get hotel rooms nearby. This weekend we had a full house. Every possible square inch of floor was taken up, and we had 10 people sleeping in the house, and a few people who were coming and going, but it was mostly the core group staying in the house. And I don't know about you guys, but I've never been able to cook for one person or two people really well, but I can cook for 5 or 10 or 20 people really, really well. I made some of the best barbecue known to mankind out on my deck this weekend. 18 pounds of pulled pork barbecue. And every time that I make it, every time I have made it in the past, they've eaten me out of house and home. I usually make about 12 pounds for this crew. So I made a little extra this time, and I have a little extra to keep me going. Unfortunately, I won't be here to enjoy it. My wife will be enjoying it while I'm out on the road. But we played all sorts of new games that we hadn't played before. We played some old standbys. We even dug out of the closet one of the older games. The name of the game is Car Wars. It is a card game. It is not the original board game. It's put out by Steve Jackson Games. I don't even know if it's still in print, but there's an expansion pack to it called Battle Cattle. And it's just a fun game where, there's no pretense of niceness or helping anyone out. Your job is to obliterate the enemy, and the enemy is everyone else at the table. And the way that it works is you have a car or a cow, and all of the cars and the cows have the same amount of armor points on all sides. And I'm not going to go into exact details of how it works, but after all of your armor is gone, then you have 5 points on your body, and the attacks do between 3 and 6 points of damage. And I got wiped out the first 4 or 5 times that we played it, but the second to last time that we played, I was actually missing all of my armor, and I still survived another 3 rounds, even though it was down to me and John. And John was just in awe of my ability to block every single attack that he threw at me. But in the end, he got me. Last game, however, I managed to return the favor and get him. But I love it when you can survive all that long. My wife, in that second to last game, she got her armor breached on the rear of her cow. And got killed instantly right after that. Just no survival rate whatsoever. She was just first out of the game and gone. The cows were circling and sensing weakness, attacked, much like wolves, only with udders. But it's a fun game. And I enjoy it every time we play it, but we hardly ever dig it out for a gaming weekend, so I was really glad that we had it out on the table. I like to play the cow called Cowabunga. And although all of the cows are the same, Cowabunga, they all have different paint jobs. And Cowabunga wears a Hawaiian shirt as much as I am apt to wear. And it's fun to have a cow with a Hawaiian shirt as your battle cattle. Well, I'm going to try and keep this one short, mostly because I have done no prep, and I'm just sitting here waiting for roofers who could show up at any minute. But I want to introduce you to some new music. I believe I heard this first on the MacCast. Adam Christensen does a podcast for Macintosh enthusiasts, and he reads and reviews the news and talk. You find out a lot of stuff about what's going on in the Macintosh community, which I don't have time to research that news, and I just love the fact that he correlates all the important stuff for me. So I always tune into that, and he pulled a track from the PodSafe Music Network, which is put out by Podshow, which is Adam Curry and Ron Blum's company. And this is an artist called Bill, and it's all in lowercase. The name of the song is Sound Scientist. And it's a really hip, groovy track. And I listen to some of the stuff that I hear on the PodSafe Music Network and with a lot of these independent artists, and I'm thinking, why don't these guys, why aren't they filling stadiums? And I guess it comes down to, this in this day and age, there are so many people alive, you can find your audience. And if all you do is, you know, listen to the radio and the mass media, you are missing so much stuff. And you know, it frustrates the hell out of me. It really does. I guess frustration is one of those things that, you know, I should know about since I have ADD, and that's one of the big ways that it manifests itself. But it frustrates the hell out of me that, you know, I know this stuff has been out there for years, and even I really didn't go looking for it until I got into podcasting. I got into listening to podcasts and participating in podcasts. And now I know that there's just all of this really fantastic music available, and I can't wait to go out and find more and help, you know, other people find more as well. So that's what I'm working on, and I'll keep working on it as long as I can. And whenever I hear something good, if I like it, I'll be putting it out for you to hear too. And there are just a lot of independent artists that are doing stuff that is it's just way better than the mass market, lowest common denominator, you know, heavily produced music of the week that you're hearing. You know, they take some nobody. Some of these people have talent. A lot of them really don't, and they hype them so big that, you know, I really get the feeling most people think that they ought to like what they're hearing, and they wouldn't be listening if they didn't like it, so therefore they like it. And it's noise. So much of it is noise. But Bill's song, Sound Scientist, is not noise. It's really freaking awesome. So give it a good listen, and I hope you enjoy it.
And I appreciate the facts of why I'm here. Yes, I am a sound scientist. Came to evaluate the evidence on a closed case, highly classified, confidential, in a race against the clock. You look like you could use a break, she said, as I lift my head and I'm awoken from a daydream. Not sure how long I was out for, looking for the cure, thought I saw on the shore. But when I looked again, found I had been mistaken, looking in the wrong direction, hanging questions, take me close to the answer. I get a chance, cause when I hit the wall, I'm stumbling back and setting me up for the fall of a life.
Just come with somewhere to go. I know I'd rather stay. Mix it up, stir it in a cup, turn elixir. Quick fixer, open to the public, free sample. Supply sample, catching on quick. So you better act now, and I think you find it much. Do the trick, trade your chips in, waiting for the medicine. Craving a little something to take the edge off while you're waiting. Don't come in a bottle, but it's kicking full throttle. So open up your hands and let me hit you with some. Search of a
One final word before I go. The opening music that you heard was the Requiem opening from Elton John's Funeral for a Friend. Used without permission, but only used 40 seconds of it, so hopefully I'm within the law.